Nikki Haley's supporters in Vermont pulled off what her backers in no other state could do last week, a victory in the Republican presidential primary. They didn't have long to savor the win. Fewer than 24 hours after the polls closed in Vermont, Haley announced that she was suspending her campaign. And that's left moderates in the Vermont GOP pondering their next move after failing to prevent Donald Trump from becoming their party's presidential nominee. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
It was November when Ashley Bartley got her first call from the Haley campaign, inquiring about a potential political operation in Vermont.
The Haley team and I sat down. They said, you know, this is what we're looking to do. We're looking to work on an endorsement and putting together a leadership team. Can you help us? And I said, absolutely.
Bartley is a young Republican lawmaker from Fairfax with a history of working for presidential candidates who are not Donald Trump. She worked for John Kasich's campaign in 2016, and she was eager to play a role for Haley in Vermont.
So what they were doing is they were going to the states and really focusing on the states with an open primary.
The Haley team funneled considerable resources into this state, and in the months leading up to the primary, volunteer supporters were using the campaign's I360 smartphone app and other outreach tools to connect with likely Haley voters.
Front Porch Forum was our best friend, which is something that's just so different in Vermont than a lot of other states.
They also got the big endorsement they were looking for, from Phil Scott, the most popular governor in the United States. Scott also appeared alongside Haley at a campaign event in South Burlington 2 days before the primary. And it worked. Haley defeated Trump by 4 percentage points here, and then promptly dropped out of the race. For Vermont Republicans like Bartley, it's unclear how they'll redirect the time and energy they'd been pouring into the one candidate they believe could stop Trump.
I'm really not sure where that goes. And I'm personally very concerned about what a Donald Trump presidency would look like again.
So is Mary Evslin, another member of Haley's leadership team in Vermont.
There certainly are a lot of people, I think, who have nowhere to vote now.
Evslin is also at a loss as to what comes next for the Republican-leaning voters who share Democrats' contempt for the former president.
There has to be a lot of people wondering that answer to that question.
Joe Benning is a former Republican state senator and was a GOP nominee for lieutenant governor in 2022. Benning says he joined Haley's leadership team in Vermont because of her platform, but also because of who she was up against.
I looked at the front runner and I'm hearing the same toxic chaos, conspiracy theories that have divided our party horribly.
As for next steps, Benning says he's taking his cue from the former South Carolina governor.
I completely agree with her that the burden is on Donald Trump to win people like me and to unite the Republican Party. I have no idea whether he's capable of doing that.
If Trump can't bridge that division, Benning says, then he thinks Republicans are going to have serious problems in November.
Especially in Vermont.
Governor Scott has said he'll do anything he can to prevent Trump from becoming the Republican nominee. Now that Haley's dropped out of the race, he says the objective is to prevent Trump from becoming president again. Asked what he thinks Vermont Republicans should do to avoid that outcome, Scott offered some suggestions.
Well, don't vote for Donald Trump, number one. Number two, educate your family members. Try and do your research and homework. Hold them accountable for all the things he says and does that aren't accurate.
And Scott says he'll continue his own, quote, resistance whenever the opportunity presents. For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.